Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, the Conference of Mayors took place. It started yesterday at the Hilton in downtown Albany, and the issue was consolidation and a plan by the governor not received well by all mayors.
Now, that's true. This has to do with a portion of Governor Andrew Cuomo's proposed state budget. It's the annual program to spread about $715 million to the state's municipalities. They can use the money any way they like, but this year the governor is putting new conditions on it, and the mayors who gathered in Albany yesterday don't like it. The governor wants to tie this year's aid to municipalities, or AIM, to the requirement that local counties come up with plans to consolidate and share services, and then those plans would perceivably go before local voters. Even before he was governor, when he was attorney general, Cuomo was pushing for consolidation and sharing of services in a big way. He's bemoaned what he says are duplicative layers of government around the state, such as villages that are within towns and special districts in some communities. But those gathered at the Hilton on Monday said they already share a lot of services and they save a lot of money for taxpayers. Peter Bain, who's the executive director of the Conference of Mayors, says his group doesn't like this mandate. He says it's not something that should be forced down from above. Several mayors testified and said that they do share services around the state. Sometimes it's more informal, but they're working together. It's very collegial, and it's something already underway. Spokesman for the governor says that some people are just trying to protect their fiefdoms at all costs, but the governor's about saving money for municipalities and taxpayers. So the fight goes on.
An Albany warehouse project has gone awry. Explain.
Well, it looks that way. You know, converting old industrial buildings and warehouses into new housing and even luxury housing in some cases is a big part of revitalizing old neighborhoods in the capital region and in Albany. But our story today is about how a $6 million project in North Albany's warehouse district is hitting some big problems, and it could affect some other developments that are in the works in North Albany. A Latham-based developer is trying to convert a former liquor warehouse into apartments there, and now he's being charged with big fines for allegedly allowing workers in the project to be exposed to lead and asbestos and other dangerous situations. This is according to OSHA, the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration. The company, ABAR Construction, it's led by Bill Barber, is also the subject of an ongoing state labor department investigation involving asbestos safety rules, according to our story today by reporter Brian Nearing. And this is too bad because it's slowing down this project, and he's also involved in another project to develop a very famous building in North Albany, the one with Nipper on it, into apartments. And whether it slows any of this down for a long time, we'll wait and see. But he's denying the charges and hoping he can get back on the job and finish them.
To those who might not know, Nipper is the RCA phonograph dog.
That's right. It's very visible as you go past Albany.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us as he does each Tuesday. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, David.